the darker jerseys today. Those jerseys, though, as sharp as the edge of a wood table. Nina with basketball, the game's first possession. Schultz, the big, out at midcourt, has it. Hands it to Klesmet, pulls up for a three from the left wing, bottoms. Rowan Klesmet, that's her 147th career three-pointer. She's only a junior, and she'll likely be playing Division I basketball in a couple of years. So Nina out to the 3-0 lead. Entry feed by Schroeder underneath, looking for Reno Welch. Goes over Welch's head, ball turned over to Nina. Nina with the basketball. One of the big reasons Nina defeated Hudson, 27 turnovers in what was a close win.
Yeah, Memorial's going to have to figure out how to get past this Nina team and not turn the ball over consistently.
Pass looking for Klesmet along the right side, picked off here by Shaw, and Memorial has it. Shaw drives into the lane, goes off the window, ball rolls around and goes on in. Rhea Shaw gets Memorial on the board. It's now 3-2 Nina early on in this one. Nina basketball attacking the goal down to our left. Gentile with it. She had a career best 17 points in the win against Hudson. Deep three by Klesmet, high out right. That's off the back heel, no, but the rebound to Schultz. Nina with it again. Buss, 10-foot jumper from the left side. That's no good. Long rebound in the corner will go out of bounds. Last touch by Marley Ferguson of Memorial. And Ferguson's got to take the jog of shame towards the exterior wall to get the ball. It'll stay with Nina down to our left.
Yeah, Nina's just getting a lot of chances here early on with another look going on here.
Before the ball's inbounded, a foul on Nina. We're going to get an offensive foul. They're going to get Roland Klesmet on the moving screen before the inbounds. That's a foul on Klesmet, and it'll be Memorial basketball. They're down 3-2, opening couple of minutes of this one. Rhea Shaw high out to the left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. She'll cascade a pass down underneath for Reyna Welch. She catches it despite a double team and then scores. A dangerous pass, but Welch used that size to her advantage. Klesmet, a jumper from the free throw line, no good. Offensive rebound by Carly Baltus. She then gets held. It'll be a held ball situation as she comes down and on the alternating arrow. It's Memorial basketball.
And going back to that play here down on the Nina end, that was just a good play by Memorial using the size Reyna Welch underneath. Despite her getting double teamed, she was able to get the ball over the Nina defense.
Ray Schultz is up against Welch, is actually listed as an inch taller than her, but Welch has got a little more size to the shoulders. Right corner Shaw tries to drive in, protects the ball, as I know he got scraped away from her. Still controlled by Memorial. Schroeder has it. She'll dribble out to midcourt. Knee-high dribble with the right hand. Floats a pass to Ferguson, right side. Ferguson, right corner for Shaw. Shaw, left-hand dribble. No sign, by the way, of Nora Kling. Haven't seen her yet. Here's a driving layup. That won't go for Shaw. Offensive rebound by Reyna Welch. She'll put it up and in. Reyna Welch gives Memorial their first, well, not the first lead, but they extend the lead to 6-3. 15-11 left in the first half. Nina basketball, Schultz has it up top. Nina, by the way, went 19-7 so far this year. Klesmet trying to drive in from the right side, goes up for a shot, no, but got fouled by Schroeder. And Rowan Klesmet, who's a 92% free throw shooter, will go to the line.
Yeah, they're actually going to get the foul here on Reynold Welch.
Oh, that's big. Schroeder was, but they get it on Welch instead, and that's not somebody you want getting any foul trouble if you're Memorial.
Yeah, with Randall Welch being such a big part in the rebounding game, and with that size, it's very important that she stays out of foul trouble.
Klesmet made the first free throw. Kling, by the way, does check in now. Again, this Memorial team so deep, they run full line changes. They'll go 10-12 deep. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound by Schroeder, who throws it up the floor to Shaw. Shaw yo-yos the ball into the front court as Memorial leads 6-4 early in the first half. Ball reversed to Palmier left side to Kling high out right. The freshman having an outstanding year now in her biggest moment. Bounce, feet underneath, finds it open. Schroeder reverse layup, can't get it to go with the right hand though. I think Schroeder kind of lost her spatial awareness as to where she was and forced the shot. There was nobody around her, and she kind of hurried it. Klesman has it ripped away by Memorial. Throwing up the floor to Reyes. Sean Shaw will score the uncontested layup as Meredith Adams with the steal. Got it ahead to Shaw, who scores. It's 8-4 Memorial.
And that's how Memorial rules. They get steals and they go the other way and they make buckets.
A block by Kling on the driving layup by Gentile. Kling now runs the other way. Slows down right side. Gets to the baseline. Needs some help though. Bounce feed underneath looking for Shaw. It's knocked away, however, by Gentile. And Nina has the basketball. High out to the left. Buss a deep three. She got it. Boy, Ellie Buss a deep three right there. She averages three threes a game. She took that one from long range. And the Memorial lead is cut to 8-7. Shaw, top of the key, between the leg dribble, little eye candy there. Then into the lane, she got fouled. We'll see who they get it on. It'll be on Ellie Buss, which will be Buss's first.
Yeah, this is what's going to be Nina's game. If Nina starts making three-pointers, which is what they've already started to do here, and if Memorial can't find a way to combat it and make some defensive plays on those threes, then Nina could get going here and run away.
Nora Kling underneath lays it up and in. Nora Kling with her first 2 points of the ball game. She led all scores with 28 on Saturday. 10-7, Memorial leads 13-19 to play in the first half. Free throw line jumper by Buss is off the mark to the left. However, she got whacked. And we'll go to the line to shoot a couple here as Lydia Palmier picks up her first foul of the game.
And when it comes to Memorial in this game, we talk a lot about their defense coming into this and what they have to do defensively to win this game. But offensively, they got to make buckets as well. And underneath, they've shown they can definitely score a lot. They've already 5-for-7 underneath the basket shooting, and that's really only where they've shot.
Buss makes the first free throw, the second one. Horseshoes out, no good. Offensive rebound by Nina, but the throwback outside picked off by Ferguson. Runs the other way, but has to slow down and wait for help. Memorial sets up the offense. Spinning into the lane, Cora Graham throws up a shot. That one lips off the front rim, no good. Rebound back to Nina. Nina ball, they're down by two. Klesman, 10-foot jumper left side. That one rattles around and spits out. Adams the rebound for Memorial. Memorial leads 10-8, 12:45 left in the first half. Winner advances to the sectional final on Saturday. Nora Kling, a Euro step into the lane and scores with a right-hand hook shot. Nora Kling's got four, and Memorial leads by four. Buss, left side for Nina. Throws a pass back outside. Missed the intended mark, but it's collected here by Alyssa Ebel. Dial back to Klesman, drawing the short straw, if you will, is Ferguson having to guard her, but does a good job here making her give up the ball high out to the right side. They get it to Buss. Buss now right side. Takes a long range three. Front rimmed it, no good. Ball banged around, goes out of bounds, and they say it was last touched by Meredith Adams as she went toe-to-toe with Jillian Matheny for the basketball. It'll stay with Nina.
What Nina has done very well so far early out of this game is getting offensive rebounds. They're already up to three here as we're really just underway. And they're taking threes and making them, and they're getting offensive rebounds. What more could you want from them?
Right sideline. Krieger drops it off to Klesmith. High out right. Works on Ferguson. Right-hand dribble. Try to get around Ferguson, but Ferguson stays affixed to her like a well-fitted bedsheet. Outstanding job by Ferguson. Ferguson, by the way, only a sophomore. They work the ball underneath. A shot from close range by Ray Schultz. That hits off the back heel. No good. Rebound. Memorial, they'll clear it out. Reyes Shaw drives the baseline, throws it right corner to Ferguson, 4-3, too strong. Offensive rebound, Raina Welch, one dribble, the putback, no good. Schroeder the rebound, goes up, she scores and she's fouled. Ashlyn Schroeder, the hoop and the harm. She'll go to the line trying to seal up a three-point play.
That was just perfect from Memorial on that offensive glass, getting not one second chance, but another one, getting and more and more chances. It makes it more and more likely for your opponent to foul, and that's exactly what happened there.
Schroeder makes the free throw, but there was a lane violation on Memorial. Somebody went into the room too soon, and that'll result in the basket not being good. Nina will get the ball back. 14-8 in favor of Memorial. 11:29 left in the first half. There's a timeout on the floor as Nina takes a timeout. We'll take one with them from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
11:23 to play in the first half. Memorial leads 14-8 in this one. Nina basketball from the left block. A shot off the glass, too strong by Ava Krieger. Now Memorial the basketball. Memorial leads by six. Midway through the first half, Rhea Shaw. Oh, she addresses her defender. Goes right hand to left hand. Scoots into the lane and scores. Rhea Shaw completely discombobulated. Ellie Buss's knees turning into strawberry jelly. Kresmith, baseline jumper off the mark for Nina. Rebound Welch. Memorial has the ball, leading 16-8. 10:45 to play in the first half. Nora Kling curls around her defender, goes towards the hoop, goes up too strong, but she got fouled. And Nora Kling to the line, where she'll shoot two. And Memorial against easily their strongest competition in at least several weeks, out to a 16-8 lead and looking for more with Kling at the line, Derek.
Yeah, there's been two different sides to this game. There's been Memorial, who's making their shots inside the arc consistently, and then there's Nina, who is yet to make a shot from inside the arc. They have 2 3-pointers, but that's about it from the field.
First free throw good by Kling. Again, winner advances to Saturday's sectional final. You're just 2 wins away from the state tournament weekend in Green Bay. And Memorial has not been to the state tournament since 2001. Kling makes both free throws, so the lead is at 10 at 18-8 in favor of Memorial. Schultz drives underneath and throws it right corner for Ebel. Ebel nowhere to go, however. Now Gentile at the free throw line. Ball scraped away from her, but scooped back up by Schultz. A long range three by Klesmith. Bottoms. Rowan Klesmith took that one from Wausau to the north of us here. A deep three from midcourt. She got it. That's Steph Curry range where she hit that one from. Meanwhile, the other way, Nora Kling fouled on the drive for Memorial. You'll let Klesmith take that shot. I mean, there's no reason to guard anybody 10 feet beyond the arc in high school basketball.
Yeah, but Rowan Klesmith is just that good from beyond the arc. She's absolutely amazing from long range, and she's showing that here right now with that deep three.
By the way, they say Kling was in the act of shooting, so she gets a couple of free throws here. First free throw, nothing but net for Kling, and the freshman already has 7. Foul, by the way, was on Celia Gentile. The sophomore already has 2 fouls. So Andy Brunell will bring her to the bench with 10:15 left in the opening half. Kling bounced the ball a couple of times. Second free throw up, and she made them both. Nora Kling's got 8 points. She heats up like a gas stove. You just turn it on, and it's already set to boil the water. She's got 8 points off the bench. Memorial leads by 9. Ebel, right wing, has it, picks up the dribble. Needs somebody to get it to. Got to Schultz at the free throw line. Schultz turns, takes the jump shot, and got it. Ray Schultz, the senior, with their first 2 points of the game. Averages 5 a game. Lead down to 7 for Memorial. Shaw drives in the lane, goes off the window with the left hand, and hangs on the front rim, falls off. Long rebound in the corner, tracked down by Kling. Flings it back outside, but it's intercepted by Ebel and Nina from right to left. Driving through is Klesmit, dribbled it off the top of her left sneaker, out of bounds. It'll be Memorial basketball. One of the rare times, though, we saw Nina try to push the pace.
Yeah, this is what Nina has done very much in this game, is they've kept things kind of tame on defensive end, setting up for maybe Klezmet to take a long-range three or something, but they haven't really tried to sprint down the court like we saw right there.
Seven-point lead for Memorial as Nora Kling will walk the ball up the floor. Memorial attacks the hoop to our right. Works her way into the lane, goes up with a two-strong ball, lands in the hands of Schroeder. She can't get the putback. Another chance for Kling off the glass. That rolls off, no. Long rebound outside, scooped up by Ferguson. Drives, pulls up 5 feet out. That one hits off the rim. Another offensive rebound. This time Ferguson gets bottled up by Ebo of Nina, and the possession arrow gives it back to Nina. Well, it wasn't without trying. Memorial kept knocking on the door, just couldn't get the door to open.
Yeah, they were doing everything possible to get that ball to go in, but the amount of putbacks they attempted, it just would not fall.
Now, this is the point where Memorial usually has pushed over their opponents all season long and blown them out. You're likely not going to get that with Nina. This is a good team. They're going to have a kickback, but there's an open three that's missed from the right side by the freshman, Izzy Malloy. Another defensive rebound for Memorial. Kling drives in the lane, jump stop, and as she jumped and came back down, she kind of slid her feet, and they call her for the travel. She couldn't quite pivot once she landed properly. So the ball back to Nina.
And another thing about this game, it's Memorial has only attempted 1 3-pointer.
Ah, Kling a steal in midcourt. A one-on-one race out. She'll have the angle on Klezmet. And Kling will score. Nora Kling's got 10 points. And Memorial leads 22-13. Abel has between the wheels for Nina. Tries to drive, nowhere to go. Here's Bust now. Left hand ball. Weasels her way underneath. Goes off the glass and scores. Ellie Buss, the junior, with some points. Ellie Buss, by the way, committed to Division II Maryville. Kling, Euro step into the lane, scoop shot with the right hand, she scores! As she kissed that one off the window at the soft touch of a mother, dabbing her son's forehead with a wet cloth. 9-point lead again for Memorial, 7:50 to play in the first half. Deep three again by Klezmet from up top, but that's going to be an air ball. It lands 3 feet short, bounces out of bounds across the baseline. Memorial basketball.
Yeah, and I think Memorial started to learn that Klezmet is very good at threes, and they don't want her to be the one to take the three-pointers. They'd rather force pretty much anybody else on this team. Maybe Ellie Buss would be a bad option, but pretty much Klezmet and Buss. If you can avoid them from shooting threes, then you'll be fine.
Schroeder, right wing for Memorial, left hand. Tried to throw it underneath to Welch. Welch got held, though, and a foul on Nina. By the way, Nora Kling back on the bench, and that's not a surprise because Brandon Fanning goes so deep. So you got, that's how good this team is. Bounce feed from the baseline, finding Ferguson. No good as she took a shot from the left block. Rebound, Raina Welch had it for a moment. She tumbles down to the pine, and the ball is ripped away from her by Nina. Nina basketball, they're down by 9. 7:15 to go in the first half. Ebel driving into the lane, got shoulder bumped by Shaw. That'll be a foul on Shaw. 6 fouls on Nina, by the way. That'll be just, I believe, the third on Memorial and the first personal on Shaw.
Yeah, Nina already in the danger zone with those fouls, so there's a lot to be concerned for them as we get going and continue in this first half.
Ebel sprints through the lane. Oh, looked like she got clotheslined by Raina Welch. No call. Wow. Welch may have gotten away with one, and Memorial forces the turnover. Schroeder, right wing, has it. Overhead pass to Shaw, who backs it out to midcourt to the left side. Works off a high screen from Raina Welch. Throws it right corner to Schroeder. Schroeder along the baseline, trying to go back to Welch underneath. It's knocked away and collected by Nina as Ebo up the floor to Klezmet. Klezmet, the junior, with it again. Her older brother, Max, plays for the Badgers. Another brother, Cal, plays for Northern Michigan. A deep three by Ebel, right side, got it. They take these threes, does Nina, and they make them. Alyssa Ebel, her first 3 points of the game, and the lead is down to 6 for Memorial. That's the thing, Nina, unlike a lot of Memorial opponents, they'll take and make threes.
Yeah, they take a lot of threes, and they end up making a bunch as well.
And Nina forced the turnover as Schroeder's pass from the left side, ticketed for Welch underneath, goes out of bounds. That gets a rise out of the Nina supporters to our right. Both player benches are on the side below us. Memorial to the left, Nina to the right. There is a few more Nina supporters here than Memorial. Opposite of us, you got a few students and a few more player friends and families. 6-point lead for Memorial, but Nina's got the basketball with 6 minutes left in the first half. Deep three by Buss from the left side. That's no good, as that's an air ball. When they take these deep threes, they're taking college, if not NBA length threes. Nora Kling back into the game, works the baseline. 5-foot jumper, rattles around. Basket elf pops it out, no good. Rebound to Ebel, and Nina has the basketball.
Yeah, Nina is not afraid to take very long distance threes for high school basketball, so you got to be worried about that if you're Memorial.
Klesmet fouled by Ferguson, who went for the steal at the free throw line. That'll be the fourth foul on Memorial. 5:32 left in the first half. Memorial leads 24-18. Memorial's been tripped up in this game each of the last 2 years, including being blown out by Nina 2 years ago. Last year, Hortonville pounded Memorial in this game. Gentile back in the game, left-hand dribble, works through the paint. Bounce feed to the left sideline now to Baltus. Heads off to Klesmet, left wing three, banks it in off the glass. Rowan Klesmet has 10 points now for Nina, and the lead down to three. The lead had gotten up to 10 for Memorial. It's now down to three with 5 minutes left in the first half. Kling, right-hand dribble. Throws into the right corner for Cora Graham, knocked away from her, saved along the baseline by Kling. High out of the left, here's Shaw. Here's Memorial now facing some adversity. Ferguson, left wing, skip pass to Kling, baseline, driving underneath, gets double teamed, gets bumped, stays on her feet though, throws the ball into the corner, but it goes off the fingertips of Cora Graham between her legs, rolls out of bounds, and the ball back to Nina.
Yeah, we're seeing Memorial in a little bit of a difficult situation, something they haven't seen a ton of this year, where they're in a close game at this point. So,
as we said, when they made it a 10-point game, that's when their opponents have typically broken the last several weeks. That's not going to be the case today. They knew they were going to be in a game. Ray Schultz on the free throw line, a jump shot, no good. Rebound to Nora Kling, and Memorial will clear it out. 4:15 left in the first half. Memorial leads by three. Kling works away to the right side. The whole way she had a Nina player affixed to her like paint on a wall. The ball gets knocked down into the Nina bench. It'll stay with Memorial.
Yeah, Gentile was the one that was glued to her that entire time, and eventually she just poked the ball out here on the right sideline.
Again, this Nina team forced 27 turnovers on Saturday. They throw it underneath Lorena Welch. She has to save it along the baseline nicely to Ferguson. High out to the left. She drives into the paint. 5-foot pull-up jumper is good. What an athletic play by Lorena Welch, though, to save that ball on the baseline. Toe-tapped, if you will, like an NFL wide receiver along the sideline. Now the other way. Nina throws it out of bounds along the baseline as Gentile could not pull Lorena Welch and keep her feet in bounds. 3:53 to play in the first half. Memorial leads by five, and they've got the ball back.
Honestly, if the people could look at what the shot chart from this first half is looking like, it would show the entire story of this game.
Pass ticket to the right side, out of bounds, looking for Ferguson was Shaw, and she threw it out of reach into the Nina bench.
Riddle has only attempted 1 3-pointer in this entire game to this point, and Nina has been, well, they mainly have shot three. Just a bunch of threes have been chucked up from her.
Gentile from the left block puts up a shot off the heel, no good. Rebound, Nora Kling comes on through, and she grabs the last chicken wing off the plate. Kling now takes it all the way into the lane herself, throws into the left corner to Shaw for an open three. It's an air ball. Reyna Welch the rebound, though. Welch the putback with the left hand. No good. Doesn't matter. She traveled. They said she slid the feet as she tried the putback with the left hand. And it's Nina basketball with 3:14 to go until halftime. Nina with the ball down by five.
Yeah, this is where this game's going to be interesting. If Nina can continue what they've been doing, and that's been making three-pointers from really wherever when you give the ball to Klesman, and that's going to be a tough thing for Memorial.
Schultz, baseline right, pass underneath, looking for Balters, knocked away out of bounds by Nora Kling. It'll stay with Nina, triggered in along the baseline.
And another thing with Memorial is they tend to just put away opponents early in games. They're not used to playing in close games really through halftime into the second half. So it's going to be, so if Nina can take advantage of this team, that'll be huge for him.
For the tie, a three from the left side by Ebel off the mark. Ball on the pint, scooped up by Nina, though. From the right block, a put-up shot with the right hand off the mark by Baltus. Rebound back to Memorial. Schroeder left wing, underneath to Raina Welch. Pump fake, got a defender up in the air, but then the trailer scrapes it away from her. Ball goes out of bounds across the baseline. It'll stay with Memorial. Welch did the right thing. She got the pass from Schroeder, pump fake, defender went up in the air, but there was Ellie Buss behind her to scrape it away.
Yeah, that's exactly what coaches tell their players to do in that situation. Pump fake once, let the defender go flying away. Only that time there were two of them there to defend Randall Welch.
Memorial keeps possession though. Schroeder floats it in to Welch through a double team, puts up a shot underneath and rolls around the rim and drops on in. You could hear the sign of exultation from Brandon Fanning. He went, whoo, as that one went in. Nina tries the counter. Reverse layup attempt by Izzy Malloy is smothered underneath as she tried to run the baseline. Memorial basketball down to the right. Pass to Graham in the right corner. Outside to Shaw. Shaw to Schroeder. Into the left corner. A three by Paul Meir. Halfway down. It pops out. No. Rebound. Is going to end up being a foul here. Grabbing it was Ebel for Nina, and she got hip-checked by Ashwin Schroeder, who came racing on it, trying to get it. And they'll get Schroeder on the foul. That'll be her first, team's fifth. So Nina's had six fouls, Memorial's at five, with just over 2 minutes left in the first half. 7-point lead for Memorial.
Yeah, Nina's played a very clean game since about 7 minutes left in this first half.
Oh, Raina Welch pots that shot by Ebel right back at her. And that's Memorial basketball. Here's a three by Graham right wing off the glass. Too strong. Offensive rebound, Ferguson. Memorial basketball, Paul Meir. High on the left, hands it back to Ferguson. Right hand dribble, curls in the lane, gives it off to Kling. Kling underneath, a jumper is good. So it all starts with Raina Welch putting on the parental blocker on the website at one end. It's finished off by Kling the other way, and the lead back up to nine for Memorial. 1:25 to go until halftime. And we're going to get a foul out in midcourt as away from the ball, a foul here on Paul Meir as she had banged into Jillian Matheny. That'll be the second on Paul Meir. Now both teams have six fouls.
It was Memorial right now. They're back up into that spot where they tend to get teams to lead the opposite way of what they want. They're up to a 9-point lead, and it'll depend on if Nina does what they've done earlier this game and get right back in it.
Ebel curls in the lane, got bumped. Ball's loose, scooped up here at midcourt, but not before it had been kicked. Schroeder got it, but not before she had toe-tapped it a little bit. Brandon Fanning questioning that call. But from where we are, you could tell that Schroeder trying to trace that ball down and gotten her foot on it ever so little. So you can't quite kick it. Breakaway, though, in arena soccer. Top of the arc restart and all that. Nina basketball. Here's a three from the right side by Ebel. Hit lips off the front rim. No good. Rebound to Schroeder, and it's Memorial basketball. Final minute of the first half. Memorial leads by nine. Shaw, knee-high dribble with the right hand, switches to the left. Gets it over to Kling, who will back it out left wing. Memorial content to bleed some time off that clock right now, leading by nine. They've led by as many as 10 in this half. Kling, top of the key, drops it off to Ferguson, 40 and counting. Here's Schroeder as Memorial working a bit of a weave. Now they'll feed it underneath to Rhea Shaw, work the baseline, goes up strong, no good, but she got fouled and Shaw will go to the line. What they had done is they'd rocked the baby to sleep. We saw them do it on Saturday against Memorial. Just when you think they're just going to bleed the clock down with no shot clock, out of nowhere, they wall the defenders out. Shaw on the baseline was open. doesn't get the shot to go, but she's got two free throws.
Yeah, it was just perfectly executed from Memorial, able to slowly drag the defense out closer to the three-point line and able to find Ryan Shaw open in the corner, who had an open look on the drive.
Makes the first free throw, second free throw up. That's good as well. Shaw makes both free throws, and Memorial, just like that, has a game-high lead of 11, 32-21, final 25 seconds of the first half. Klesman, left-hand dribble, stops free throw line extended, got it to Schultz at the free throw line. Tried to dribble her way underneath, but Nora Kling denied the entry. Now the ball scooped out of the hands of Ebel on the baseline. It'll be Memorial basketball with 16 seconds left.
And now Memorial, a chance to extend it to an even higher game high lead of potentially 13 or 14 here into the halftime break.
Reyes Shaw works it up the floor. 12, 11, 10. Gets across the midcourt stripe. 8, 7. Kling dribbles in, left-hand ball scraped away from her, ball on the deck. Hell ball situation with 4 seconds left. Who's got the possession arrow? It's Memorial basketball. 4 seconds left. They'll have a baseline feed in just a moment. Schroeder will look to throw it in with 4 seconds left until halftime. Schroeder sends everybody in motion, looking. Throws it out to Shaw up top. 3, 2. Shaw's got to hurry here. She lost the handle. He's up one at the buzzer. Front rim, back rim. It goes in. And Rhea Shaw pops around like a gymnast on a trampoline. It's been that type of first half for Memorial. And they'll take a 35-21 lead to the halftime break. They are one half away from getting through this round and getting one step closer to the state tournament.
Yeah, that is just perfect from Raya Shaw. Got the ball, lost the handle on it, last second on the clock, just heaves it up. It takes one bounce off the front rim, then the backboard, and just goes on in. It's just that type of night for Memorial.
Memorial with a 14-point lead, 35-21, as we hit halftime. When we come back, we'll give you the stats. Derek will also tell you about the other sectional semifinal game that is going on. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire Area High School Basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And we rejoin you from Stevens Point, the neutral site for this sectional semifinal matchup. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes lead the Neenah Rockets 35-21. Sectional semifinals in girls basketball. Winner tonight advances to the sectional final on Saturday at Marshfield, and the winner of that gets to the state tournament in Green Bay. Memorial, a great first half. Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano as well. And Derek, again, for Memorial, as good of a first half as you could have wanted.
Yeah, they played a very good game. They were able to get the ball underneath into the paint and were able to win underneath and get those buckets consistently.
Memorial in that first half built up a 10-point lead at 18-8. Eventually, though, Neenah had the kick that most opponents have not had against Memorial. Memorial hasn't seen the comeback kick in a long time. Brought the deficit at one point down to three at 24-21. But then Memorial ends the first half on a big run, an 11-0 run to end the first half. And the game is far from over. Neenah's going to have another kick. This is a program that has regularly gotten to the state tournament. They're going to have another kick. But Memorial's got some room to play with. Something else I like, Memorial, for the most part, has protected the basketball. Turnovers by Hudson is how Neenah beat them on Saturday.
Yeah, just being able to protect the ball a lot more, not concede the ball consistently over to Neenah is very helpful in the situation, and it is definitely shown as they lead by 14 here at the half.
Neenah's been led by Rowan Klesmet. She's got 10, but nobody else has really stepped up for the Neenah Rockets. As for Memorial, Nora Kling again, 14 points. Rhea Shaw with that buzzer-beating three is up to 11. And Raina Welch has 6. What about team stats?
Well, for Memorial in that first half, they shot just 20% from beyond the arc, but they also didn't take a lot of shots from beyond the arc. They did shoot 14 of 31 in that first half overall, so a 45% field goal percentage. As for Neenah, they did shoot a lot of three balls, 12 to be exact, ending up 41% from beyond the arc, but they weren't making any shots from inside the arc, really, just 2 from inside, ending up with just a 28% shooting overall. As for rebounds go, that's where it also gets interesting. Neenah, 4 offensive rebounds in that first half, but Memorial had 10 offensive rebounds. Now, a lot of them came in little clumps, but 10 offensive rebounds in that first half for Memorial.
Again, the winner of this game ends up taking on the winner of the Appleton East Stevens Point game. Oddly enough, Stevens Point in girls basketball is still playing. That game's going on at DC Everest. And Derek, how's that game going?
Well, they're at the half there as well. Stevens Point leads over Appleton East by a score of 34-30.
Reminder, tomorrow night we'll have boys basketball as they begin their playoff games, and we'll cover Memorial against North, the Crosstown Showdown, playoff style. Memorial against North in boys basketball tomorrow night, 6:45 coverage right here on 93.5. And then on Saturday, it's to be determined, either a boys basketball playoff game or we'll have this Memorial girls team in the sectional final. We'll have a better idea here in about 30 minutes from now. Memorial leads this one 35-21 over Neenah. Second half on the other side of this timeout from 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
Again, so happy you could join us on this Thursday night. In this second half, Memorial with a 35-21 lead. Nina will head from right to left. Memorial from left to right across your listening device, either on 93.5 or hello to those online. Thanks to the beautiful World Wide Web, people can be tuned in tonight in Lynchburg, Virginia, if they so wish. Nina in the white jerseys, Memorial in the black, even though Memorial is the higher seed. And again, we're coming to you from Stevens Point, a neutral site, 2 hours between both schools for this one. So the crowd isn't as large as some of these sectional semifinal games will get, but it's not taken away from the energy at all. Nina basketball as we begin the second half. Allie Buss has it right side, throws it outside for Gentile. Gentile, hesitation move, then gets into the lane, spins around her defender, puts up a shot, front rim, no, gets her own rebound, the putback, that won't go, rebound, Raina Welch, gets it to Schroeder, up the floor to Shaw. Shaw, three on two, Shaw dribbles, throws it right corner to Ferguson, Ferguson now on the baseline, to Welch underneath, goes up, front rim, leaks off the side, no, gets her own rebound, and is fouled on the putback by Ray Schultz, and Welch will go to the line, trying to add to what is already a game-high lead of 14 early in the second half.
Yeah, Raina Welch is such a dangerous player to leave underneath the basket. If she doesn't put one in, she'll most likely get that offensive rebound. And when she does, she will draw fouls like she did right there.
Makes the first free throw. Again, this is a different Memorial team than has come to this round the last couple of years. Those other two teams, as Welch makes both, were very good. This one's been otherworldly, this Memorial team. They've only had a single game all year, decided by single digits, and it was the overtime loss to Appleton East, a game that really they should have won that game going away, but kind of oddly had a kind of fell asleep in the second half. Klesmith, a three from up top. That horseshoe's out, no good for Nina. A rebound for Memorial. Memorial has a chance, you think, right now to maybe close the casket door on this one. Ferguson, left side of the lane. Hands off to Schroeder, now into the left corner to Shaw. Memorial's playing with just a different level of speed, you can tell, than Nina's used to. As Shaw, a jump shot in the lane, no good, but it got deflected out by a Nina player. So it'll stay with Memorial. But Memorial's playing with a speed and a fluidity, and Nina hasn't been able to slow down the pace like they'd like.
Yeah, it's just been Memorial's been running the ball up and down the floor whenever they can, and creating chances very, very quickly, and that's gotten Nina on edge this entire game.
Nora Kling from the left block puts up a shot off the glass and got it. The defender went down. Nina fans wanted a call, didn't get it. Nora Kling's got two more points. Memorial leads 39-21. Into the lane, a lot of banging here for Nina. Shot's no good, and Nora Kling comes out of the dust pile with the basketball for Memorial. Memorial with an 18-point lead in this one. They have broken it wide open since late in the first half. Nora Kling, baseline, works into the lanes, turnaround jump shot, that is good. Nora Kling's got 18 points and a timeout for Nina. Andy Brawnell, the head coach for Nina, needs a timeout as his team is now down by 20 in this one. 16-10 to go in the ball game. Memorial leads big back in 30 seconds from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
There's been moments in this game where the action on the court has resembled squirrels jumping on top of each other on a tree branch. And the officials have let them play on in this one, which has benefited Memorial with the physicality. Nina has been looking for calls that have not been coming.
Yeah, Memorial has completely broken this one wide open. Currently on a 17-0 run right now since about the late in the first half.
Memorial said enough of this. They hit the skip ad button on the YouTube video. They said enough of this. I'm moving on. They weren't good. They were impatient. They've broken it wide open. Memorial leads 41-21 early in the second half. Rowan Klesmet, left-hand dribble to the lane. A jump shot is good. If Nina's going to get back into the game, they need Klesmet to have another otherworldly night. She's got 12 points right now, averages 22, and they need her to really go off in the second half. Reyes Shaw got tripped in midcourt, no call. Ball picked up by Klesmet. She'll pull up for a three from the left wing. Front rimmed it, no. Rebound, Nora Kling, and now she'll race the other way. Nora Kling from behind. It's knocked away by Gentile, who then tries to save it along the baseline. Unable to do so, and then runs two rows up into the unoccupied bleachers to the left. Again, a big gymnasium here at Stevens Point. Not a huge crowd because of the location, but still a nice venue. Schroeder cascades it into Welch underneath. Welch lost her balance, fell down to her rump, and that'll be a travel. So it'll go back to Nina Basketball as Ellie Buss is now slow to walk off the floor for Nina. I think she got bumped. I think she lost a contact. I think that's what happened. Might have lost a contact or got bumped in the right eye. They'll take a look at her. Meanwhile, Nina will make a substitution. 15:25 left in regulation. Memorial leads 41-23. Again, if they hold on and win, they'll get another crack at either Appleton East or Stevens Point Saturday afternoon from Marshfield. Foul here on Memorial. A holding foul will be the first of the half on Memorial. And the first personal on Abby Larson. Is Larson out there?
No, it's Marley Ferguson.
All right. Okay, they were slow on the scoreboard. I was like, why'd they put a 34 up there? All right, Ferguson. I think that's Ferguson's second, not her first. They've only got one up on the board. Nina Basketball. Here's a three from the top of the key by Malloy. That's well off the mark. Clunks it. Rebound back to Nora Kling. Another rebound for her. Memorial Basketball. Kling right side. Will hand the ball off to Ferguson. Pitter patters away underneath, gives it back to Kling, outside to Welch. Welch, left-hand dribble to the lane, got double-team ball scraped away on the Pines. They wrestle for the basketball. Klesmet down there with Schroeder, and they'll call a hell ball. And on the alternating arrow, it'll stay with Memorial down to our left.
You know one thing about this venue that is just a little bit wonky is the placement of the scoreboards here. They're both just to the side of the seats, off to just right next to the seats. It looks like you could walk off to our right and go slap it if you wanted to.
entry feed looking for Welch is deflected out of bounds by Krieger for Neenan. It'll stay with Memorial. You're right, though. Where the scoreboards are, you really got to crean your neck all the way across your shoulders. So you're doing that neck massage all game. Reyes Shaw trying to work the baseline. Got hip checked by Izzy Malloy. Second foul on Neenan. And her first. So again, Memorial, that 17-0 run that expanded through halftime, giving them a huge lead at this point. Ball stolen by Neenan. Gentile races away. As she gets underneath the hoop, she gets bumped by Welch, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound back to Memorial, and then it's knocked out of bounds along the far side, but it'll stay with Memorial. So that's the thing, too. You look there. Nina's got a run out with Gentile. She can't finish it because Raina Welch hustled to get back and contest it.
Yeah, it just shows you this team, they'll never back down pretty much. They will go all out for every little play to the best of their abilities.
Shaw into the lane. Ball knocked away from her and stolen back by Neenan. Allie Buss back into the game. She's got the ball out of midcourt. Reyes Shaw on top of her like melted cheese on a hamburger. They get it to Klesmet, top of the key, who takes the three and bottoms. Rowan Klesmet's got 15 points. The lead down to 15 for Memorial. They led by as many as 20 early in this second half. Ferguson curls in the lane. Ball comes out of her hands, but picked up by Raina Welch. Goes up for the shot. It dances on the back heel, then falls off. Rebound to Buss. And Neenan the basketball, trying to go on a little spurt here. Klesmet drives in the lane, takes contact, throws up a shot, no good, no foul called. Rebound is run out by Nora Kling, running a 2-on-2. Feeds it over to Graham. Graham can't finish the layup, though. And Neenan the basketball.
One thing about this Neenan team is they're relying a lot on Klesmet, and she just hasn't been able to supply the entire team.
Ebel can't get a contested shot to go underneath for Neenan, and the rebound is collected by Shaw for Memorial. Klesmet's got 15 points. The rest of Nina's team's got 11. They need somebody else to step up for them. Meanwhile, Memorial running wild in this one at this moment. But Cora Graham has the ball knocked away from her in the lane, and another turnover for Neenan. Neenan forcing another turnover, trying to get back into this game. Buss, a deep three from the logo in midcourt. That goes front rim, back rim, nay-nay. Rebound to Welch, and Memorial the basketball. And Brandon Fanning will want a timeout here as Nora Kling brings it across the midcourt stripe. So Memorial will use a timeout. We'll take one with them. 12:33 to go in regulation. Memorial leads Neenan 41-26 in this sectional semifinal game from 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spy today.
All right, Memorial decided out at midcourt. 12:33 left in regulation. Memorial leads 41-26 over the Neenan Rockets here from Stevens Point. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Oh, they get a feed underneath to Raina Welch at the right block, and Raina Welch will score. She's got 10, and Memorial's lead back to 17.
Yeah, Raina Welch, a huge part of this team, not just rebounding, but scoring as well.
Rowan Klesmet hits a jumper in the lane. Lead back down to 15 for Memorial. 12 minutes left in regulation as Marley Ferguson fouled going through the lane for Memorial. Third foul on Neenan coming up. And that'll be the second personal on Rowan Klesmet.
And yeah, Memorial's just living off of that big 17-0 run, something that they've done numerous times. They go on a big run, and then they just live off it for the remainder of the game.
Raina Welch, a heavily contested shot underneath, is blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Memorial. Schroeder again to trigger it in from the baseline to the left. Slaps the ball with her hand, gets everybody in motion, needs somebody here, and cascades it out to midcourt. DePalmier gives it back to Schroeder in the right corner. Schroeder then dribbles around the arc and brings it high out right. Schroeder, left-hand dribble to the free throw line, spits a pass to Ferguson. She curls into the lane. Lost the handle on the ball, however, and Buss has it for Nina. Buss will shark tail her way up the floor, bounce feed to Klesmet, deep left. Klesmet thought about the three, now drives on Ferguson into the lane. A floater with the right hand, off the heel, no. Rebound, pawed around, and Schroeder gets it along the baseline for Memorial. Time is a factor in this one, and time is the friend of Memorial, leading by 15 with 11:20 to go. Schroeder, right sideline, left-hand dribble into the lane, throws it to a wide-open Palmier for three, left wing, bottoms. Lydia Palmier buries the three, one of only a couple of threes Memorial has in this one, and the lead is up to 18. Right corner, Ebel for Nina. Overhead pass to the free throw line for Baltus. Back to Ebel, works the baseline, picks up the dribble, and traveled. She got caught underneath as both Schroeder and also Palmier were pretty much kissing her on opposing cheeks. And she ends up traveling. Turnover back to Memorial.
And going back to that three-pointer there, Memorial hasn't scored a lot from beyond the arc, just two to be exact. So they've dominated so much underneath getting baskets that they've been able to pull away from this Nina T that scores a lot of three-pointers.
Palmier driving way up with the left hand, too strong off the window. Rebound back to Nina. Klesmick will dribble up the floor for Nina. Pulls up for a three from the left wing, off the left side of the rim, no. Long rebound, tracked down by Gentile in the corner to the left side to Buss for three, and she hit it. One hustle by Gentile to save it in the corner into the hands of Buss, who buries the three. 46-31, 15-point lead for Memorial with 10-10 to go in regulation. Nina trying to make it a single-digit deficit at one point. That'll get their crowd back into it, and here's a steal by Klesmet. Klesmet dribbles up the floor left to right, works away into the lane, gets it off to the baseline to Gentile, trying to go back underneath with a pass, but she threw it into heavy traffic, and it's picked off by Raina Welch, who hands it to Kling, a Memorial right to left. Boy, this Memorial team, it's okay to say it and admit it. They're very, very good. Shaw throws into the left corner to Kling. Back around the arc they go to Kaylee. Millie Kaylee had a big game last Friday against Oshkosh North, you may remember. Kling into the lane, lost the handle on the ball, but it goes into Palmier's hands, right side. And then Palmier sees the lane part in front of her. She'll drive towards the hoop, go off the glass and score. Lydia Palmier's got 5 points, and Memorial leads 38-31 with 9:20 to go in regulation. Trying to advance to the sectional final on Saturday, and they keep getting closer with plays like that as Ellie Buss trying to drive the baseline for Nina. Her big toe touches the line. She's out of bounds. Turned back over to Memorial.
Yeah, Memorial, they can feel it now. They're just so close to pulling it off, and they'll be looking at who they're going to play. It's still very close. Who in that one as?
Well, we'll get the score in a moment here as Nora Kling drives to the lane. Oh, right hand, the left hand underneath and scores with the left hand. Nora Kling, a play as sweet as applesauce. Oh, my. 19-point lead for Memorial, and Kling will go to the line trying to complete a three-point play as she got fouled in the process by Krieger of Nina. Oh, wash my eyes out with sugar after a play like that by Nora Kling. And again, she's only a freshman. We're going to see her for a few more years in the Chippewa Valley. Now she clanks the free throw. The long rebound goes to the corner. She tries to save it herself. Can't save it. And then nearly collides into the drink cart that's over there to the left. Collect yourself after you get that mental image in your head. 9 minutes to play in the second half. 19-point lead for Memorial. Gentile pulls up left blocker. Shot no good. Rebound Kling. Kling will come right to left, decelerates, he gets across the midcourt stripe. We'll get an update on that Appleton North Stevens point game in just a moment at the next whistle. Eric waiting to give it to us. Schroeder for three, left corner, bottoms! Ashland Schroeder with the three for Memorial. Memorial leads 53-31, 8:41 to play in regulation And the Memorial Old Abes look like they are going to get past what has been a brick wall for them in the playoffs this round. They look like they may very well get that shot at a state tournament berth on Saturday. Memorial up 53-31, 8:41 to go. Timeout, Nina. Will use this opportunity to get an update on that other sectional semifinal game.
Well, they're halfway through that one, and Appleton East is leading Stevens Point by a score of 54-53.
So again, barring Memorial collapsing, and they've been, Memorial's finished games well this year, where we've seen them a lot in these games that they're up by 20 plus points. If Memorial does finish this one off, they'll face either Appleton East or Stevens Point, the only two teams to beat them this year, by the way, on Saturday at 3 o'clock. We'll have all the numbers beginning at 2:45 here on 93.5 and ECHometownRadio.com. So Nina basketball, as they'll come left or right, trying to get one last spurt in this one, if you will. Gentile, top of the key. Knee-high dribble with the left hand. Hands it to Krieger. Right side for Ebel. Now a 10-foot jumper off the mark from the left side by Krieger. It goes on.